Now, workers here will be entitled to up to 10 days paid sick leave per year by 2025 under a plan approved by the government today. The new scheme is to be phased in over the next 4 years to give employers time to plan ahead for the extra costs. Under the proposed Sick Leave Bill 2021, employees will be entitled to 3 days per annum from next year, effectively filling the gap in coverage caused by the illness benefit waiting days. That'll rise to 5 days the following year and then 7 days in 2024 before reaching the maximum of 10 by 2025. Thoras Eliavaraker has said that the scheme should be in place at least initially by early next year.
At the moment, workers and employees have a right to sick leave if they're ill, but they don't have the right to sick pay from their employer. Illness benefit from the Department of Social Protection only kicks in after 4 days of absence. And that's what we're going to change. One of the legacies of this pandemic, one of the pandemic dividends, is going to be better terms and conditions for all workers.
Thoras Eliavaraker. We're joined here in the studio by Dr. Laura Bambrick, who's Head of Social Policy with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. You're welcome to the programme, Laura, and thanks for coming in to talk to us. I mean, this is something that yourselves in the trade union movement, others have been pressing for very many years, and it seems finally it's the pandemic, it's COVID-19 that's delivered it.
Yeah, it's been long overdue, Brian. It's many decades overdue that we have now the principle of employers being responsible for the workers when sick being recognised in law. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, we needed a global pandemic to get us here.
So the plan is outlined by Leo Varadkar today, approval for which he has received from the government. What do you make of it?
Well, the devil will definitely be in the detail, and details are only emerging. So to start with the good stuff, it's going to be pay related. That is, it'll be based on a proportion of the worker's wage. It won't be flat rated. Listeners will be familiar that when you get job seekers, everybody gets to €203 regardless of past earnings. This will be based on a proportion of your wages. So that's good. There's no waiting days, so you will be able to qualify from the first day of sickness. However, you will need a medical cert, and that will present difficulties because workers, unlike workers across the rest of Europe, have to pay for primary health care. So there's a cost of going to your GP. So that might be a disincentive. You also have to be with your employer at least 6 months. And this may create a perverse incentive for some employers to be attracted to casual employment contracts, not keeping workers on long enough that they build up this entitlement.
The plan to phase it in the way that Leo Varadkar outlined there, 3 days next year, working through each of the subsequent years up to 10 years. Is that a sensible approach?
Well, this is normal practice when a new payment or a new benefit, a new entitlement is introduced. If listeners remember when paternity leave or parental leave was introduced, you get a week this year, 2 weeks the following year and 3 weeks. So it's not to be unexpected. It's over 4 years at the moment. Congress will be looking to see how the economy improves, and if it improves, we'll be looking for the pace to also pick up, and the percentage, the 70% of earnings that are to be replaced, that also to be improved, and the cap on earnings, 40,000 per annum.
There are, of course, employers already who provide paid sick leave. Others don't and will in due course come in under this. Do you have any concerns about how all this is going to be financed and funded?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a lot of employers, half of all workers already have sick leave, paid sick leave under the voluntary approach. And those employers are at a competitive disadvantage from employers that don't pay it. Now, there will be small micro businesses, and there will be businesses in sectors where incidence of sickness is higher than the average. But as we know from European countries that have statutory a legal right to sick pay, there can be measures put in place where there is a genuine inability to pay and the state picks up that cost.
All right, Dr. Laura Bambrick from ICTU, thank you very much for that.